Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is expected to formally announce today that he plans to retire this year. As NPR's Domenico Montanaro explains, the timing of Breyer's departure is likely not a coincidence.
Well, it's pretty clear that this is based on politics. I mean, we're in the middle of an election year. This is 2022. Democrats are facing a potential red wave. They're expected to lose the House. The Senate is a bit more of a struggle. And you know that the Senate is where these confirmation hearings happen. And now that the filibuster is gone for Supreme Court justices, you just need a simple majority to get a new justice through.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro. President Biden, meanwhile, says he stands by his promise to nominate a black woman to sit on the Supreme Court. The United States and NATO have submitted written responses to Russia's security demands, calling the communications a diplomatic path towards easing tensions over Ukraine. Meanwhile, several Italian executives joined Russia's leader in a video conference on the matter Wednesday, as NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome.
In his opening remarks, Russian President Vladimir Putin stressed the importance of Russian-Italian energy ties. Reuters reported that Putin called Italy one of Russia's leading economic partners. In 2020, Italy was Russia's fifth biggest trading partner, with some 500 Italian firms operating in fields ranging from energy and steel to banking. The meeting was organized by the Italy-Russia Chamber of Commerce, and the 16 participants included managers of Enel Power Company, the country's two biggest banks, and Generali Insurance. Two state-controlled energy groups had been set to attend but opted out. A government official called the meeting a private initiative with no government involvement. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Federal officials say workers at an Amazon warehouse in New York City can hold another vote on unionization. Details from NPR's Zelina Selyuk.
The National Labor Relations Board says Amazon warehouse workers on Staten Island have gathered a sufficient number of signatures to hold a union election. That means a possible second vote for Amazon, which has so far defeated all attempts to unionize its U.S. workforce. A note that Amazon is among NPR's sponsors. In a statement, a company spokesperson questioned whether Staten Island organizers had enough, quote, legitimate signatures and how they were verified. The New York effort is notable for being unaffiliated with any national union. It's run by a self-organized group of current and former workers, helmed by Chris Smalls, who had organized an early pandemic walkout and was later fired. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading after the Federal Reserve indicated it could begin raising interest rates as soon as March. NASDAQ futures are down 1%. This is NPR News. New York's Attorney General is asking a judge to dismiss efforts to block her investigation into the Trump Organization. In court papers filed Wednesday, Letitia James calls a lawsuit by former President Trump a collateral attack. She says it is designed in part to shield Trump from a recent subpoena. An attorney for Trump says James has a weak case. Two Republicans on the House panel overseeing television stations is asking NBC for details on how the network plans to cover repression in China while also broadcasting the upcoming Winter Olympics. The story from NPR's David Folkenflik.
China has come under widespread condemnation for human rights abuses of Muslim minority Uyghurs and its crackdown in Hong Kong. In a letter, House Republicans Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington State and Bob Latta of Ohio pressed NBC's corporate parent on the influence that China's ruling Communist Party and the International Olympic Committee will have on coverage. It's delicate for NBC, which has spent billions to lock in broadcast rights. One of its senior VPs even sits on the IOC. Many viewers aren't keen on distraction from the athletes. Executives for NBC have promised to offer geopolitical context with a team of reporters and commentators, including a former Wall Street Journal editor in Asia and a Yale scholar on Chinese culture. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Britain's Prince Andrew says he wants a jury to decide a lawsuit alleging he sexually assaulted a teenager in 2001. Andrew denies assaulting anyone and says he can't recall ever meeting his accuser. He stepped away from his official duties and was stripped of his military honors. This is NPR News.